You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Well, hello everyone. It's Carla here again, and I'm doing something that I don't normally do. I'm actually recording to you in my studio for a very good reason, actually, and that is because I wanted to demonstrate an app that I use mainly just for practice when I don't want to disturb the neighbours. and the only way I could think of recording this properly so you get the full benefit would be to link it into my studio mixer and plug all the mic in and everything else. And so I thought, well, I'll as I have the house to myself, I will take this opportunity and do this demonstration for you. The app is called AmpKit Plus, and what it does is it is, if you like, an amp for a guitar, electric guitar, in your pocket. Now, the nice thing about this amp is that you can select from many different amps if you wish. You can select where you would place your microphones that would be listening to your amp. So there are four different microphones, and you can select the position where you want the microphones to be. And just for good measure, you have various pedals that you can put in line with the amp, and you can turn them on and off, and that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I prefer to use this app purely for effects and just flicking around the effects, because I could sit and play all day. It is fully accessible with VoiceOver, so you can change volumes and filters and all of the stuff that you would see on various guitar pedals. But you can also have your presets, so you can take an effect, for example. You can then tweak it to how you like it and then save that preset in My Presets. The other thing that you can do is you can record, and that's quite nice. And so it's nice if you're just sitting and playing and suddenly think, had a bit of an inspiration, I need to get this down. So you can just go straight to the recording part of it and do a recording. Oh, excuse me, that's my text messaging going off. One thing that I haven't explained yet is what you actually get in the box. Obviously, you need to run this app on an iPod, an iPhone. I don't know whether it runs on iPad, I'm not sure, but it would be worth checking out. Anyway, you also need to buy the iRig stomp pedal or something along those lines. Now, I've got the iRig stomp pedal. What this is, to make this amp work, you have a pedal which has got a guitar input in one side, and in the other side you've got one jack that would go to speakers, and you've also got another jack that would go to an amp, so you can use it with your amp if you wish. At the back of the pedal you've got those sockets are 1/4 inch, and you've got 3.5mm jacks, and they are at the back of the pedal. One is for a cable that links from your iPod into the pedal, and it's I can't remember the technical name of it, but it's got 4 rings on it, so a tip and 3 rings on it, I should say. And I And I've, for the life of me, my brain has just gone blank and I cannot think of the name of the... I want to say TSR, but I'm not sure whether that's right. Anyway, you get a cable with it that has all the necessary bits on it. So you can plug the one bit into your iPod or iPhone, in my case, and the other end into the pedal. And then the other little jack plug, the other 3.5mm jack, is for headphones. So it does mean that you can just put the pedal on the floor, plug your guitar into the pedal, push the button on, fire up your app, and play away so you've got it in your pocket. So you don't even have to plug it into an amp if you don't want to. You can just plug headphones into your pedal and away you go. It takes a PP3 battery in the actual pedal itself for power. And you've got on the pedal is a button to turn it off and on, and gain type volume for your guitar, so you can set that. And it's a big rotary dial, and there's a little LED light that tells you whether you've got the power on or not. So let's have a look at the app. I'm currently running it on my iPod Touch, fourth generation. Yes, it's an old one, so it's a little bit slow than something like running it on an iPhone 6 would be. But it does the job. And I'm not particularly concerned about speed, because I don't take this app out on the road. So, so let's have a look. We've got...
Scroll to top. Button.
Well, we...
Scroll setups list to the top.
See, you could double tap on that and it'll take you straight to the top if you want to quickly do that.
All genres. Heading.
Now, you've got headings here, so you could flick through headings. So if I just went to headings...
Words. Characters. Language. Speech rate. Words.
Come on.
Characters. Language. Speech rate. Headings.
There we go. Now, I can flick down.
Acoustic. Heading.
There's your acoustic setups.
Alternative.
Alternative, heading. That's a fun one.
Bass. Heading.
You've got bass on here as well, so I could plug my baby bass in here, which I've not tried yet, actually. I must do that, yeah.
Blues. Heading.
Blues, yep.
Country. Heading. Funk. Heading. Jazz. Heading. Metal. Heading. Punk. Heading. Rock. Heading. All genres. Heading.
And we're back to all genres again.
A little rumble. Button.
So now you've flicked through the preset. As it said, a little rumble and it opens a preset. let's flick through and find a nice clean one, because we're not on a clean one at the moment.
Favorite. Off. Alien Home World.
Alien
Button.
Home World. That's a bit spacey.
Open.
That's
favorite.
A fun one.
Off. American Trembler. Button. Ooh. Favorite. Bell Tolls. Button. Favorite. Captain Crunchy. Button. Favorite.
I quite like that one.
Cavernous. Button. Favorite.
Cavernous is nice.
Porous
well.
Collides with Planet. Button.
Some lovely names. Chorus opens collides the preset. With Planet. I mean, well.
Favorite. Clean and Easy. Button.
Oh, I love that. Clean and Easy.
Opens
there you go.
The preset.
We won't jump into something heavy metal, shall we? Just right, just this minute. Right, so now I've
back.
Just selected
back
the
button.
Preset. Now, before I pick the guitar up, I am going to flick through this screen that we've just got into, just to show you what you've got here.
Quick jump button.
There's a quick jump button.
Toggles the quick jump panel to perform a variety of actions on the selected setup or preset.
Yeah, so you can do record from there.
Toggle stack power on button.
This is your amp. So on and off power, well, obviously you want it on.
Amp PV valve king button.
There's your amp PV valve
modify
king.
Component settings.
So you, if I double tapped on here, well, let's go in and have a look and we'll go back to the screen.
Amp details. Back.
Now, we're
back
on
button.
The amp screen now.
Amp details. Heading. Stack power on. Button. Toggle control versus browse mode. Button. PV valve king. Component info. Button.
So you've got some information of how it's set up.
The PV registered sign valve king registered sign as an institution. A classic combo of power and passion. Toggle power. On. Button.
Right, so the power is on.
Power on. Clean. On. Button.
Clean is on because obviously we want a clean sound.
Lead off. Button.
Lead is off. So, but you could change that. You could turn that on if you wanted to.
Volume 2.0. Adjustable.
It's on 2.0.
Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
So you could turn the amp up if you want.
Volume 2.0. Presence 6.5. Adjustable.
So that's,
swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
That's your presence, so that would sort of tend to adjust more mid-range than anything.
Presence 6.5. Resonance 8.0. Adjustable. Resonance 8.0. Texture 5.0. Adjustable. Texture 5.0.
So you can see this is how you would shape your sound if you want to change it. You can do that on the amp.
Bass 5.0. Adjustable.
If you want more bass, you can
swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
Change that.
Bass 5.0.
It does repeat, but it doesn't really make much difference if it does repeat it.
Mid 8.0. Adjustable.
Mid, so it's quite high on the mid.
Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
Of course, you had your presence quite up, fairly high.
Mid 8. Treble 7.0. Adjustable.
And your treble's up quite a bit.
Swipe up
too.
Or down with one treble button. Treble button.
There's a button that I don't know what it is.
Reverb 1.0. Adjustable.
Oh, okay, so it's reverb.
Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
That's probably what it is. It's often not nice, I expect. And you can adjust it.
Reverb 1.0. Bright on button.
Bright is on. And that's your amp.
Back.
So now,
back
if
button.
We go back to the
back.
Main
back button
part, you've got your
cabinet 4x12 PV valve king button.
It tells you what it is.
Modify component settings.
4x12.
Amp PV valve king button. Cabinet 4x12 PV valve king
is
button.
Your cabinet, so that's your
modify
speaker.
Component settings.
So again, you could modify them if you wanted to.
Noise gate. Edit pedal settings. Button.
Now we're on to pedal settings. So you've got your noise gate that's on.
Add pedal. Button.
You can add a pedal.
Noise gate. Toggle pedal power. On. Button. Edit pedals. Button.
So you can add pedals if you wanted to.
Toggle record panel. Button.
And there's your record panel.
Show tuner and metronome. Button.
You have a tuner and metronome on this screen.
Show options. Button.
There's options.
Show input options. Button.
That's input options. So initially I had to go in and turn an input option up a little bit because it was a little bit low. We'll look at options in a minute.
Show options. Show input option.
You can change how you input things, but they are set to how I need them set, so we'll leave things well alone. But anyway, let's go to options and
show options.
Show you what's
button.
In here.
Options. Heading. Done. Button.
There's your done button.
Backing track.
Yeah, you've got backing tracks if you want.
Backing tracks. Button.
So you could play to a backing
allows
track.
Allows you to select a backing track to play or record along with.
Oh, well, there you go. Just told you what it was. So. That's nice of it, isn't it? Yes, because I've got hints on. So that's always good. In an app, you might got a lot of things going on with.
Volume 6.0.
There's a volume.
Volume 6.0. Adjustable.
You can adjust that.
Swipe
if you
up
want
or down
to.
With one finger to adjust the value. Loop when recording.
You can
loop when recording on button.
I've got that looping at the moment.
Record prep. 1 bar. Record prep. 1 bar. Adjustable. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust
it
the value.
Does allow you to prepare a little bit.
MIDI and air tone mappings. Button.
I don't know what that is.
Options.
MIDI
heading.
And
done. Button.
Air tone mappings. I've no idea what that's all about. Right, so that is one sound only, okay? So I'm going to put the... Actually, whether I can... no, probably best not. Right, I'm just going to put the... Oop. Right, I've just moved the iPod, and so it's out of the way. Hopefully I won't catch any wires. That's the idea. Now... I'm picking up my guitar, or one of them. Oops. This is where I try very hard not to catch wires and knock things flying or strangulate myself. Okay, well, I've managed it. Nice clean sound. So, yeah. So you can... So it has got a slight bit of reverb. Nice with... nice bit of sound there. And you can change, obviously, on the guitar if you wanted to. I'm playing a Strat at the moment. So that's your clean and easy. There doesn't seem to be any latency, although I've got a fraction latency on my recording that I'm speaking to you, because I'm monitoring it on the LS14. I've got all the mixer routed into the LS14, so there is, what I'm hearing is a little bit of latency, but if you were listening in headphones, there wouldn't be any. So you can see how quickly I'm tapping. And you, to be honest, you get used to... better on a bass, really, wouldn't it? But yeah, so there's your clean sound. So okay, let's move on and see what else you can do. We need to find something.
Cabinet 4x12 PV valve king button.
Go back.
Sort let's... presets. Clean and easy button. Fave chorus fave cabin fave captain crunch fave captain crunchy,
crunchy. I like
button.
This one.
Back. Back button.
Captain Crunchy's got a little bit more going for it. You can hear a little bit more noise when I take my hand off the guitar. And for this one, I am going to move my position slider on the guitar to position 5 to get the humbucker. Now, you can hear the overdrive in. And I'm just going to play that riff that I was just about playing on the... on the clean and easy selector. So here we go. So yeah, there's your overdrive sound. Just messing around, I'm not doing anything particularly serious. But you can have some really nice, interesting ones. So let's find a rather an outrageous one.
Cabinet 4x12. Oh, sort presets. Bike belt holes. But Captain Crunchy button.
What was in Captain Crunchy, wasn't I?
Back.
Let's
back
just
button.
Grab that.
Quick jump.
You've got
toggle stack amp PV valve king button.
Same amp as the clean
modify
and
component
easy, actually.
Settings. Cabinet 4x12 PV valve king button.
There's your speaker.
Modify noise gate. Edit pedal settings.
Noise gate's
button.
On.
11izer. Edit pedal settings. Noise 11izer.
11izer.
Edit pedal settings.
That is.
Add pedal button. Noise gate. 11izer. Edit pedals. Toggle record panel button. Edit 11izer.
So
toggle pedal power.
Let's...
noise gate. Add 11izer. Edit pedal settings. Button.
So if we go in here.
Pedal details.
And
pedal details. Heading.
Here's the details for the 11izer.
Stack power on. Button. Toggle control versus browse mode. 11izer. Component info. Button.
Here's the component information now.
Modeled on the Ibanez registered sign TS8. 11izer can provide subtle toning or a total meltdown.
Okay.
Toggle power. On. Power on. Gain. 8.0.
So you can
adjustable.
Change your gain on the pedal.
Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value. Gain. 8.0. Tone. 5.0.
You can change
adjustable.
The tone of the pedal.
Tone. Level. 5.5.
And your level.
Adjustable. Level. Button.
Which is what you would see on a normal guitar pedal. So now I'm going back.
Back. Back button.
And back again.
Cavernous. Button.
Let's do cavernous. This is really nice. Okay, now I'm on cavernous. It's a clean sound. But if you've got stereo, if you're in stereo, which hopefully you will be for this, you will appreciate what's going on here. Listen to that reverb. I've already killed the strings. So if I just... You can hear where I killed the strings and they're still going. So you could do something like... one of my tracks has got this little section in that I've composed. Too cavernous for you, which kind of reverbing all over the place there, isn't it? And you're kind of getting some weird harmonics because of that. Let's change that sound to something a little
cavernous. Favorite. Chorus collide. Favorite. Clean and easy. Can't clean. Favorite. Cyborg conversation. Favorite.
Cyborg
off.
Conversation.
Button.
That was a. If you want something
toggles
heavy metal,
favorite.
That is it. That's
Deep space darkness. Button. Check opens the preset.
Deep space darkness.
Back. Back button.
Yes. Right. Here we go.
Cabinet 2x12 Fargen Super Collider. Button. Oh,
thank you very much for letting me
modify
know
component settings.
What the cabinet was. If you're not up on your speakers, cabinets, don't worry. You can just experiment and then and see what happens. That's a weird one, isn't it? I'm not sure I like that one. Right. So.
Sort with delay stacks. Favorite. Ooh. Off. But can't clean crunch. But. Cyborg. Deep space. Favorite. Deep space.
Show you
cyborg
conversation. Conversation, which
button.
Is a very weird one.
Back. Back button.
And I'm going to do my weird riff. But I'm going to do it slower because this cyborg conversations kind of needs that. It's one weird thing. It's just me moving my hands on the strings. Sounds good, doesn't it? Anyway, very effective. Very Joe Satriani, that. Right, anyway, here we go. To rock, that's the best way to do it, and then you can do something like etc. etc. So yes, thank you. All right. We've got the message. That's cyborg conversation. I like that one. If I'm ever in a
sort
one of those
presets,
modes that I
genre,
need to
button. Toggles preset sort mode.
De-stress myself. That's a good one to do it.
Delay stacks. Button.
Okay.
Open cyborg conversation. Favorite.
Cyborg conversation.
Deep space darkness.
Deep space
delay stacks. But
favorite. Delay.
Button.
Oh yeah.
Opens a preset.
That's obviously got a lot of delay on it.
Double down delay. Button.
So is that.
Favorite. Down an octave. Button.
That's down an octave.
Opens a preset. Favorite. Dynamically dirty. Button.
I say.
Opens a preset. Envelope wah. Button.
Envelope wah. Let's...
Opens a preset.
Give you an experience of that.
Back. Back button.
That's always good for a bit of funk. So... etc. So that's what envelope wah. So let's just find something that's
envelope
nice.
Wah. Favorite ethereal warmth.
Oh yeah, I like this.
Opens a preset.
And we've had the
back button.
Cyborg conversations. I think we could do with a bit of ethereal warmth in here at the moment. Despite the fact I happen to have a crackle candle going, so if you hear any crackles, it's not the house burning down. It's my candle that makes a crackling sound as you burn it. Anyway, here we go. So you've got things like that. What else can I do for you? Let's see.
FX factory. Favorite. Ooh. Off. FX factory. Button.
Let's check that one.
Opens
out.
The preset. Back. Back button.
Yeah, I don't think we want to do that.
Jello jamming. Favorite. King of Queens. Button. Meteor shake. Button. Favorite. Middle atmosphere. Favorite. Middle atmosphere.
What's that
button.
One?
Back. Back button.
Okay, that's sort of a heavy metal-ish.
Phaser in the deep forest. Button.
Oh.
Opens the preset.
Phaser in the deep forest.
Back. Back button.
You could do all sorts of nice lead stuff with that. Plenty of sustain. A little bit of delay in there as well. Getting a bit oriental there. Right. You get the message. And
phaser in the deep pool of jazz. Favorite. Off. Pool of jazz.
There's a
button. Back. Back button.
That one is more lead.
Robot with a ray gun. But
oh, good grief.
Scooped. Smoke. Favorite. Sotremolet. Favorite. Sub drop. Favorite. Synthesize this. Button.
Let's opens go up words, to characters, language. Again.
Language, speech, language. Speech, headings. Acoustic, scroll, all genres.
Right.
A little rumble, button.
Oh.
Belt toll, fav, America, favorite, off, alien home world, button, favorite, a little rumble, favorite, off,
but words. Acoustic then.
Headings. Acoustic, heading. Alternate, the beast, favorite, smells like sea, favorite, lost, alt, favorite, would end wise, but, little acoustic, favorite, blue stick acoustic, button,
fav, duck plucker, nice.
Button, fav, dreadnought delay, but, fav, desert acoustic, button, fav, clean space echo, button.
Let's try that one.
Opens the preset.
This is an acoustic one,
back.
Remember? So,
back button.
But obviously we're talking acoustic on electric, so it's never going to sound the same, so I'm just going to change the position of the toggle switch to position one, the next position, because it's the smoothest one. So you can change, if you want a different sort of acoustic, we can change it again.
Dreadnought delay, desert acoustic, button.
Let's try this one. Slightly different. And if I play the same sort of riff. Oh, goodness me. I'd have to do some modification with that, wouldn't I? Was a little bit overmodulated, so I'd have to tweak that a little bit, I think. And there's another acoustic one I quite like.
Duck plucker, but favorite, blue stick acoustic, favorite,
blue
little
stick.
Acoustic that could, favorite, would end wise, but little acoustic that could.
This is
button.
Quite sweet. That's a little
back.
Acoustic.
Back button.
So
heading not found.
Oh. I touched the screen when I put the iPod back. So again, we'll play the same riff. Just gonna ease the. Adjust the volume there on my guitar because it was going to overcook, but at least you can do that. So you've got acoustic, you've got rock
amp vintage brick,
and again you can change
sort
the
presets,
amps
by genre
actually,
but would end wise, but glue stick acoustic,
let's try
button.
Glue stick acoustic
back button.
It's got a bit of delay on it.
Little acoustic that favorite glue stick fake duck plucker button.
Let's try this one.
Opens up.
What's this one?
Back button.
No, maybe not.
Dreadnought delay button favorite desert acoustic glue stick favorite would end was. But favor alternative. Would end favorite. Would end was. Button.
Let's try that. What's that?
Back. Back button.
Slight chorus with that, that's quite nice. So if we have a look at that now.
Quick jump.
You can see toggle
stack power. Amp American acoustic.
American acoustic amp.
Cabinet 2x8 American acoustic.
Again, different speaker 2x8.
Modify component setting. Noise gate. Edit pedal settings.
Noise gate is
button.
On.
Add pedal. Noise gate. Edit pedals. Toggle record pan. Show tuner and metronome.
And that's it, really. That's all you've got on there. It's quite a nice, clean, thing. Let's just
edit
go
pedal. Noise.
Into...
Add pedal. Noise gate. Cabinet. Amp American acoustic. Button. Cabinet. Noise gate. Cabinet 2x8 American acoustic. Button.
Let's go into the cabinet.
Modify
settings.
Component settings.
Right.
Cabinet and details.
We haven't been in here.
Back. Cabinet. Stack power on. Toggle control versus 2x8 American acoustic.
That's your amp.
A Fender registered signed special design speaker with a dedicated tweeter forms the ideal acoustic cabinet.
There you go.
Toggle power. Power on. No mic needed.
Right, there's no mic on here.
This cabinet is modeled as your ear would hear it, instead of as a microphone would capture it. Think of it more like a PA output. Since this cab is designed for acoustic guitars, you may experience undesirable effects when pairing it with high gain amp heads. Button.
Right, so... Okay, I need one with a mic on.
Back. Back button.
So let's go.
Glue stick acoustic. Duck plucker. Favorite. Dreadnought delay. Button.
Let's have a look.
Opens
at this
the
one.
Cabinet 2x8 American acoustic. Button.
Oh, that's probably not got a
modify
mic.
Component.
Right, let's have a look.
This cabinet is modeled as your ear would hear it.
Yeah.
Instead of a.
So we've got no mic.
Back. Back button.
I need one with a mic.
Sort presets. By genre. Duck plucker. Headings.
Oh.
Acoustic. Heading.
Alternative. Alternative.
Smells like Seattle. Favorite. The Beast. Favorite.
Yeah,
the Sultan Serpent. Favorite. Bass. Heading. All in at. Bass. The favorite. Smells like Seattle. Lost in Space. Button.
Oh, that's a bit of Lost in Space.
Back. Back button.
So you've got some alternative weird ones.
Little acoustic that favorite. Off.
I wonder whether if we go back
Rose 54 to 60 of 164.
Thinking about
the Matronix 6000. Rose 25 to 31 of 100.
These are all
Rose 7 to 13 of. Rose 1 to 7 of 100. Favorite. American Trembler. But Alien Homeworld. Button. Back. Back button.
So, yeah, so if you've got, in stereo, obviously if you can hear this in stereo, then obviously you'll hear the different phasing then from left to right. So if I just do a... Which is nice. Anyway... Clean sound, that's what I need.
Clean and easy. Button.
Go. Right.
Back. Back button.
Good old clean sound.
Toggle stack power.
So we're going
to
go
PV cabinet 4x12 PV valve king.
PV
button.
Valve king. We're going to go into the cab.
Modify
now.
Component settings.
Not the amp.
Cabinet detail. Stack power on. Toggle control 4x12 PV valve king.
So it's a 4x12, so you've got four speakers.
Unique Valve King registered sign speakers give this 4x12 cabinet that classic Valve King registered sign sound.
So it's a nice valve amp.
Toggle power. On. Power on. Previous microphone. Button. Next microphone. Workhorse 57.
Right. Here we go. Now then, microphones. At the moment, it's got the Workhorse 57 mic. And I'm going to see if I can run through them for you. So you can actually hear what... the different mics sound like, but if we look at the, it tells you the Workhorse 57 is the mic that we're using.
Button. Mic position on axis.
So it's on axis.
Button.
And that button, I think,
mic, next
is
mic
the
position.
One.
Mic position. Button.
Oh,
mic
no, you've next, got a next mic position. Mic position button. Button.
On axis.
So it tells you.
Previous mic. Found in front of cabinets around Workhorse 57.
Right, here we go. This is the information about the Workhorse 57.
Found in front of cabinets around the world. The Workhorse 57 is a legendary low impedance dynamic microphone.
Well, very nice. Yeah, very nice. So, we've got this microphone now. Let's just remind ourselves what it sounded like. Let's change it to a nice smooth sound rather than a harsh one. That's what it sounds like. And so now we're going to change.
Workhorse 57. Next microphone.
Next
button.
Microphone. I'm going to touch that.
Next
button.
Microphone.
And let's see what this one is.
Workhorse 58.
Oh, 58. So there's probably not going to be an awful lot of difference between the two, but let's check it out. So you've got your Workhorse 58, and it will probably tell us about it as well.
Though designed as a vocal alternative to the 57, the Dynamic 58 can provide an exciting change from its brother.
Okay.
Work next microphone. Button. Next microphone.
And this one?
Wide load 421.
Wide load 421.
A sparkling high-end and tenor bass roll-off gives the Wide Load 421 dynamic microphone a unique high-end brilliance.
Let's check that out then. It is brighter. So yeah, okay, so you got that one.
Wide Load 421. A sparkling high, wide, next microphone.
Next one.
Next microphone. Broadcast 20.
Broadcast 20.
The Dynamic 20 was built from the ground up to give flat frequency response for authentic reproduction of whatever you feed it.
Okay, so. Yep, that's definitely different, that one, because you've got a lot more bass with this. Keep to this purest bit, and let's see what we can do with this microphone.
Previous mic on axis. Next mic on axis.
It's on axis.
Next mic position. Button.
So let's change.
Next mic position.
Now I've changed the mic position.
Off axis.
It's now off axis. So where it would be pointing at the speaker, it's now not pointing at the speaker.
Previous off axis. Next mic position. Next mic position.
And what else we do with this?
Distant.
Distant. Yeah, that is. It's quieter. So. So yeah, it's more distant than it would have been. Obviously, when it's on axis, you're pointing it right at the speaker. You're getting the full
mic position. Distant.
Amp.
Button.
And
mic. Next mic position. Next mic position. Mic position on axis.
And we're back to on axis again. Here's our on axis. So that really is just scratching the surface of what you can do, but let's, just for a bit of fun, we'll go back out of here.
Back button, word, language. Oh. Edit setup, settings, Deer Store, recordings, presets, tab, 2 of 5.
Now.
News, clean and ease a copy, button. Favorite, cavernous, copy, favorite, clean and ease, alien home world, copy, button.
I don't know why
favorite,
I said copy.
Off, cavernous, copy, favorite, clean and ease a copy, button.
I'm just gonna go in here.
Back button. Cabinet 4x12, noise gate, add pet, noise gate, edit pet, toggle, show tuner, show options,
now
button.
Now go to options.
Show input options, but show options, button. Options, done, but backing track.
Now we can have a backing track.
Backing tracks, button, volume, 6, volume, 6, volume, backing tracks,
so if
button.
We go to backing tracks, and allows you to select one.
5-8 drums at 100, or DBG at 120, EDGBD, button. Or drums at 1, ballad DB at 90, GCBMG, button. Or drum, or
so
DBG at 100, or drum, ballad, ballad DB, ballad drums at 90, button. Ballad DBP at, ballad drums at 90, ballad DBP at 90, GCBMG, button. Use as a backing track, ballad DBP at 90, GCBMG.
So here we go, here's our backing track. Recording.
Drums at 108. Oh. Punk metal 2 drum. Backing tracks. Heading. Options. Back button.
Right, let's go back.
Backing track. Backing track.
Now I need
stop.
To stop this.
Button.
There we go. So that gives you an idea of what you can do with this thing.
Just some notes then before I completely finish this podcast off. So AmpKit Plus then is an app which will let you plug your guitar into your device, be it iPod, iPhone, and possibly iPad, via one of the many ways that you can use, and I use iRig Stompbox. And you, on this app, you have the ability to switch effects of a guitar. You can go into the individual effects. You can change the effect. So first of all, you can go in, you can select the amp to change. So you could change the amp. You could go into the individual controls of the amp and change those. You could go into the cab and change the controls on the speaker cab if you wish. And in there you've also got the ability to change mic positions if the sound has microphones. So you can change the mic positions and also what mic is used. You can also change any pedals that are used. So you can go into each individual pedal and change those, all the controls, and tweak those to your liking. And then you have the ability to save that setup if you wish. You can add pedals to that setup if you want to add them, which therefore creates your own effects. When you first get the app, you won't have access to all of the bits and pieces that I have access to. I bought a package of sounds, and the whole package cost me, I think it was £26 for the rest of the sound package, and they do deals, so it's worth just looking out for that. Or if you don't want to do it like that and there's only particular sounds that you want to buy, you can just buy the individual ones as and when you feel like it. When you do buy them, you can preview what they sound like as well, so you've got an idea. So if it's something you'd never ever use, you don't have to buy that. But if it's something that's within the package, then it's worth going for. It's a cheaper way of buying it if you buy the packages or the whole thing. So you might get the acoustic package or the bass package, etc., etc. Also on the app, of course, you've got the ability to record, and you also have the ability to play along to various samples that are pre-built in. I believe also you can play along to your iTunes library, any of your music that you have stored. You could also play along to that if you wish. I think you can import from there as well, but you could run the app as well as another app. If you wanted to, say, run Amazing Slowdown Alight, you could do that. There we go. That is Amp Kit Plus for you, and I hope you've enjoyed what you can do on Amp Kit Plus. And I was just messing around, doing nothing particularly serious, so if it sounds like anything, it wasn't intended to, because I was trying not to play anything that would infringe copyright anywhere. So, I do hope you enjoyed that, and no doubt I'll speak to you again soon. You take care now. Bye for now.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.